Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Brazilian President Lula da Silva hold talks on the sidelines of G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro. Reaffirm commitment to improve cooperation in various sectors, including energy, biofuels, defense, and agriculture. India brings world leaders together for harnessing technology to foster a sustainable future on the margins of the summit. Voting for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand to be held tomorrow. Polling to also take place for by-elections in 15 assembly seats across 4 states. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan urges for global cooperation to restore soil vitality for future generations. Russian President Vladimir Putin approves changes to country's nuclear doctrine, allowing for broader use of nuclear weapons. And in Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy, India beat Japan to set up title clash with China at Rajgir in Bihar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with Brazilian President Lula da Silva on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro. The two leaders reaffirmed the commitment to improve cooperation in sectors including energy, biofuels, defense and agriculture. Mr. Modi complimented him on various efforts of Brazil during their G20 presidency. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said they took stock of the full range of bilateral ties between India and Brazil. Sources said during the meeting, the Brazilian president told Mr. Modi that a lot of things that his country tried to do in its G20 has been inspired from the G20 in India. Meanwhile, several events are lined up on the second day of the G20 summit underway in Rio de Janeiro today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the first G20 session of the day on sustainable development and energy transition this evening. Our correspondent Sakshi joins us for the latest update from Rio de Janeiro. Sakshi, could you recount the highlights of the day for us?
On the second day of the 19th G20 summit, Prime Minister addressed the session on sustainable development and energy transition. And the second session of the day is on digital infrastructure. It was India and Prime Minister Modi who brought all the nations together and emphasized on the needs of digital public infra, artificial intelligence for to reach the sustainable development target. Besides this, after all these sessions, it's expected that a presentation of the G20 social summit reports will be held, which will be followed by an official closing ceremony. During this ceremony, that the ceremonial gavel from Brazil will be handed over to South Africa. On the sidelines of the G20, a bilateral meeting of PM with President Lula was held. They discussed cooperation in sectors of energy, biofuels, defense, agriculture, and more. Most such bilaterals with the heads of Argentina, Chile, and Australia are expected to be held later in the day. Besides this, a joint statement of IPSA is expected to be released. Further details on this will be known after an MEA briefing, which is expected to be held soon.
Right. Thank you, Sakshi, for all those details. Meanwhile, India today brought world leaders together for harnessing technology to foster a sustainable future on the margins of the G20 Leaders Summit in Rio de Janeiro. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was joined by several other leaders, including his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni, Norwegian counterpart Jonas Gahr Støre, Prime Minister of Portugal Luis Montenegro, Prime Minister of Singapore Lawrence Wong, and United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and World Bank Chief Ajay Banga, among others. The leaders emphasized the power of digital public infrastructure, artificial intelligence, and data-driven governance in achieving the Sustainable Development Goals and transforming lives of people globally. The first day yesterday witnessed the adoption of Rio de Janeiro Declaration by G20 member countries calling for action on climate change and wars in Ukraine and West Asia. After the summit, Prime Minister Modi will leave for a state visit to Guyana on the third and final leg of his three-nation tour. All preparations are in place for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand tomorrow. In Jharkhand, voting will be held for the second and final phase for 38 constituencies in 12 districts. Polling will begin at 7 in the morning and will conclude at 5 p.m., barring some sensitive polling stations, where voting will conclude at 4 p.m. 528 candidates are in the fray in this phase. For a closer look, let's go over to our correspondent, Bhupinder Singh, who is on the ground in Ranchi. Bhupinder, can you throw some light on the intense showdown taking place between candidates of the NDA and India Blocs?
Yeah, well, sir, this phase is going to be very crucial, as both NDA and India Bloc candidates are expected to face a tough fight on several key constituencies. If we talk about the results in 2019 assembly elections, in these 38 seats, Jharkhand Mukti Morcha had secured 13 seats, BJP 12, Congress 8, and CPI ML 1 seat. In this crucial phase, several high-profile candidates are in the fray. Chief Minister Hemant Soren is contesting from the Barhat seat, while Jharkhand BJP Chief Babulal Marandi is in race from the Dhanwar constituency. Sindhi is another key constituency from where ASU Party Chief Sudesh Mehto is contesting, and wife of the Chief Minister Kalpana Soren is contesting from the Gandeh seat, and Chief Minister brother Basant Soren is defending the family traditional seat in Dumka. JMM leader and Assembly Speaker Ravindranath Mehto is trying his luck from Nala constituency, while opposition leader Amar Kumar Bawri from Chandan Kiari. As these political heavyweights are in fray, election battle is going to be quite interesting. Back to you, Valsa.
Right, Bhupinder, thank you for joining us with those details. Moving to Maharashtra, elections for all 288 seats are being held in a single phase. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 p.m. A total of 4,136 candidates are in the fray, including 2,086 independent contenders. By-elections will also be held tomorrow for parliamentary constituency of Nanded in Maharashtra and 15 assembly seats spread over four states, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Kerala and Uttarakhand. And now we are joined by our correspondent Kunal Shinde from Mumbai for details on the Maharashtra elections. Kunal, tell us, what is the mood on the ground, and tell us about the prominent candidates this time.
Yeah, good evening, Valsa. Today, I want to state over here that there is palpable excitement among voters to cast their votes tomorrow for the all-crucial Maharashtra Legislative Assembly election. 288 seats across the state, like there are 288 seats where the election will be held. So it will be held in a single phase. So there is the great amount of excitement and curiosity also among the young voters. By-election will also be held for the Nanded Lok Sabha seat in Nanded, and also polling parties have reached their respective polling stations in the morning. There are several remote areas where the polling parties have reached. 2 days prior also, yesterday also, some polling parties, they reached the remote areas. They were airlifted. Also, the commission has ensured that all the basic assured minimum facility for the voters, such as drinking water, sheds, ramps for the Divyang voters, are been arranged at the polling stations also. The commission is taking innovative initiatives to ensure that the where the voting percentage is less, there people come out in large number and cast their votes. So incentivization, like the multiplexes, then retail shop owners and Ahar associations, they are giving incentives to the voters to come to cast their vote, show the finger, ink finger, and then take benefits of that.
Right, Kunal, thank you. Also, there are
painted polling booths where the electorates can identify their respective polling booths. Also, sweep initiatives were taken in Mumbai and Pune to increase the voting percentage. Thank you, Kunal,
for those details. And counting of votes for all states will be taken up on Saturday. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. You're listening to the news at 9. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan reaffirmed the government's commitment to supporting initiatives that ensure sustainable and profitable agriculture, resilient ecosystems and food security for all. The minister was addressing the Global Soils Conference 2024 virtually in New Delhi today. He highlighted government initiatives like the Soil Health Card Scheme and urged global cooperation to restore soil vitality for future generations. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has commended the Indian Air Force for its dedication and professionalism in safeguarding the nation's sovereignty. Speaking at the Indian Air Force's biannual Commanders Conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh expressed confidence in the Air Force's ability to adapt to evolving challenges. The three-day Indian Air Force's Commanders Conference began yesterday in New Delhi. Russian President Vladimir Putin has approved the country's updated nuclear doctrine today, expanding conditions under which nuclear weapons could be used. The new policy allows for broader use of nuclear weapons. According to the new doctrine, any conventional attack on Russia backed by a nuclear power could be considered a joint attack on the country. Mr. Putin ordered the changes to the nuclear doctrine in September this year. The decision comes in the wake of U.S. President Joe Biden's approval for Ukraine to use American-made weapons in strikes deep inside Russia. The 55th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, is set to begin in Goa tomorrow. The grand event will continue till the 28th of this month. Goa Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant today visited the Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Stadium to oversee the preparations. Speaking to Akashvani News, Mr. Sawant said all preparations have been completed and the inaugural ceremony will be held tomorrow at 4 p.m.
बार भी यानी एंटरटेनमेंट का कार्यक्रम खास आकर्षण रहेगा गोवा के साथ साथ इंटरनेशनल एंड नेशनल गेस्ट इस प्रोग्राम में जो आ रहे दे विल एंजॉय द इनॉग्रेशन प्रोग्राम कल की भीड़ इसी इनॉग्रेशन कार्यक्रम के लिए रहेगी.
Talking to Akashvani News Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju said many new things have been added to this year's IFFI and it is dedicated to young filmmakers.
इस बार ये फेस्टिवल हमने हमारे यंग फिल्ममेकर्स के लिए और यंग जनरेशन के लिए समर्पित किया हुआ है. इसके साथ बहुत अच्छा पार्टिसिपेशन है इंटरनेशनल लेवल से लगभग 100 कंट्रीज की 400 से ज्यादा फिल्मों का यहाँ पे प्रदर्शन होगा.
And now we are joined by our correspondent Durgesh, who is in Goa to cover the event. Durgesh, tell us what preparations have been made in the state for the prestigious event.
Well, sir, to begin with, I would say IFFI this year is set to be bigger, bolder, more inclusive and more exciting. Talking about just the numbers, the festival is set to host around 6,500 delegates, which is 25% more than what was witnessed last year. And in order to make the festival more accessible to the film lovers, 45% more screening theaters will be made available. The Film Bazaar, which will take place in early part of the festival, is going to be the biggest till date, with more than 350 film projects to feature in various verticals of the film market. Well, sir, another highlight of IFFI 2024 is going to be the first ever IFFIesta, an entertainment event designed to bring more cultural energy to the festival. This will have film, music, dance, food, art and fun activities.
Right. Thank you, Durgesh. We're short on time. Thank you for joining us with those details on sports. Moving to sports, in hockey, defending champions India continued their unbeaten run, defeating Japan 2-0 to enter the final of the Women's Asian Champions Trophy at Rajgir in Bihar today. The women in blue will now face China in the title clash tomorrow at 4:45 p.m. at the same venue. Earlier, China entered the final of the tournament, defeating Malaysia 3-1 in the last four clash. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Brazilian President Lula da Silva hold talks on sidelines of G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro, reaffirm commitment to improve cooperation in various sectors, including energy, biofuels, defence and agriculture. India brings world leaders together for harnessing technology to foster a sustainable future on the margins of the summit. Voting for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand to be held tomorrow. Polling to also take place for by-elections in 15 assembly seats across four states. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan urges for global cooperation to restore soil vitality for future generations. And in Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy, India beat Japan to set up title clash with China at Rajgir in Bihar. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.